Today we're going to talk about the king of the wasted gadgets. As you know, many things in life, you can have like a good purpose for them or a bad one. It's the case with credit cards, for example. Some people know how to use credit cards, but the vast majority of people, they go, in the way that we will say here in Peru, they go to la concha de su madre whenever they start doing the credit cards. And reality is that sometimes things are like little traps. They are designed to make you fall into a very dirty shithole that you don't want to be in. And this is the case with the smart watches. Now, most of the people, I can be biased in this, I tell it you in advance, but this is something that I can tell you from my close experience and from also a lot of research that I have done on YouTube. And it's that most of the people, they say that their quality of life haven't improved since they start using it, these smartwatches. There are different brands. We have the Apple one, we have the Samsung, but we know that the Apple is the king. Apple is the king of squeezing the wallets of their customers. So, reality is that now people don't only spend a huge, huge, obscene amount of money on a cell phone, but also now on a smartwatch. And you know, the interesting part is that they school us, they teach us to justify the purchase. Oh no, I need that thing. And we start to come with very stupid reasons why do we need to acquire that. I can tell you, I have a cousin, for example. She said, no, with this smartwatch, I can take pictures with my cell phone. So it's like, you can do the same just putting your palm in front of the camera. You don't need to use your smartwatch. They say, no, in case of emergency. But we know how that shit turns out. If you are checking all the time the notifications in your smartwatch, there is a higher chance that first, you're going to be distracted as fuck, and second, that's when your stress, your depression, and anxiety levels go to the roof. So, I want to go further than just talking about smartwatch on this episode. I want to analyze the way that people are using the technology and the idea of technology. First, if we are going to spend money in something, it's because that is going to improve the quality of our life, make things more convenient, allow to increase our output. But just because it looks fancy, is it a good way to justify it? We're going to check that later. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to a special person, to me. InglesParaCholos.com. If you want to practice English, you want to know about business, about fitness, about relationship, how to level up your game, you can go to InglesParaCholos.com. And don't forget to spread the word. Tell your people to go to Google Podcasts and Spotify. They can find me with my nickname, Uncle Balta. Uncle Balta. So time to get started. First, most of the people who buy the smartwatches, because I was doing my research, they do it because they want to improve their health. It's funny, you know, but you know, they want to improve their health attaching an electronic to their wrist. So they start tracking all the things that they do. If they go to the gym, they want to know how many steps they did. They want to know how fast their heart is beating. But something curious is that if you track too much your metrics, especially related to health, usually that gives you more anxiety. It's like when you want to burn fat. You don't want to scale yourself, no quieres pesarte, every day. Maybe you can scale yourself, I don't know, like once a week, once every 2 weeks. If you do it every day, you are just increasing your cortisol. And the same happens with a smartwatch. If you are trying to know how fast my heart is beating, how many steps am I doing in the treadmill, that shit is just distracting you. And talking about health, the thing is just starting, by the way. We can also talk about the sight problems, the problemas de vista. Many of my friends that has been using smartwatches, and they used to have better eyes than me. My eyes are kind of shitty. That's why I have to do exercise in the morning. But most of the people are struggling now. They have to increase the number of their myopia or their astigmatism on their glasses. Why? Because first, our eyes, they don't like 2D, they like 3D, they like three dimensions. They like high, altura, thickness, ancho, and they like depth, profundidad. Our eyes love 3D things. They don't love 2D things. And what are you doing now? You're staring at a thing that is very, very small and 2D at the same time. So no wonder why when you move your head up and you want to see the rest of the things, you are forcing your eye all the time. You are making your eye work more. The curious part is that these smart watches are not cheap, you know? They are so fucking expensive. So why, if you want to do it for something fancy, you can just buy clothes. You can buy accessories, but this thing of putting electronics close to your wrist is not the best idea. If you maybe you don't believe in holistic medicine, medicina holística, but most of the people, the acupuncture, la acupuntura, most of the holistic doctors will tell you never attach electronics to yourself. We were talking at the beginning about how big corporations, they know how to mess with our mind. They know how to make us believe that we need something, and we try to just cover our eyes and say, yes, I want that shit. And I understand it because that happened with me like some months ago. I remember that happened with me with the car, a Suzuki Jimny. I was following the Suzuki Jimnys everywhere. And every time I would see a Jimny, I would say, Jimny! So in my mind, I was like, I need that car. But in a rational way of thinking, I was like, first, where am I going to park that car? I already have two parks in my house. Second, for what? I already have my puticleta in case that I don't want to use the car. So why investing $23,000 in something that is going to make my life more miserable, not better? But these people, they know how to trick yourself. Even knowing all the information that I told you, I was about to buy the fucking Jimny. Fun fact, my training partner now, he sells Suzuki. He's a Suzuki seller. So maybe I will have like a test drive with the Suzuki Jimny in the next weeks. And I will upload that to the social media for if someone wants to buy it. But you get the point. Now, we don't need more cars in the society, and we don't need also more gadgets that distract us. Interesting enough, I don't want to deviate myself too much from this episode, but yesterday, my cousin Coco, he lives in my same block, behind my house, and he had a problem with his driver license. He was driving drunk, and the police catch him, and now he doesn't have driver license for 3 years. So, yesterday, he saw me riding my puticleta, my bicycle, and he asked me to have like a little test drive of my puticleta. I record that, you know, and that was a beautiful moment with my friend, with my cousin Coco. And why am I mentioning this? Not because I want to have like the beautiful moment in the podcast, but what I'm trying to tell you is that many times we believe that happiness is linked with money, that happiness is linked with women, when sometimes happiness is like just gathering yourself with your closest friends or relatives. I want to include some extra things here. It's first the thing of the how with time, the pass of time, each time the electronic gadgets are mandatory for us. I went to a party maybe 2 weeks ago, and you know, I don't have a taxi application on my cell phone. And I was like, okay, maybe I can just at the end of the party go out and, you know, wave my hand like a Miss Universe and a taxi will stop. It was in the intersection of San Borja Sur with, I don't remember the other avenue, but there were no fucking taxis. And the only taxi that appeared, he charged me a lot, a ton of money, because he knew that he was my only option. So there is a moment that you need to be attached to your cell phone. But at least let's try to keep it on the cell phone. Don't scale up to the watch. And many people that they use this watch, they say, if I use the watch, I don't need to use the cell phone. But check any user of the cell phone and the watch. They are just staring the two screens at the same time. Something extra, talking about technology that is worth mentioning here, is that now that we are paying our things with our cell phone, also that is a problem. In the same way that having your smartwatch in your wrist is always is a problem, having your wallet in your cell phone is a problem for many people. I see people that are having compulsive buying situations. They are buying things that they don't need, and then they regret. And also, this is triggering inflation. Sounds silly, but I can check this in my local bodega next to my mother's house. And for example, the avocados, 16 soles. And people, okay, no problem, because they pay with Yape. If you pay with your cell phone, sometimes you don't feel the money that is going out. So we need to consider that. And before wrapping this episode, by the way, maybe later today I'm going to cover an Alux episode of Shortcuts of Life. Usually I like to do just one episode per day, but this other is so fucking good that I need to talk about it. And I didn't want to leave this smartwatch situation away. We can also ask ourselves, what other devices are distracting us? In my case, me like Huevonazo, I bought a TV, 3,000 soles, 3,400 soles, the biggest TV that I could buy that I could buy in Ripley. I bought the biggest TV as possible, and I have never used it. Maybe I used it once, maybe 2 days. I stopped using TV because that thing distracted me. You need to ask yourself which gadget makes sense to use and in which situation. Just like the last Uncle Balta tip here to increase your wisdom, is be careful with what apps do you have in your cell phone. If you have like a cell phone addiction, it's not exactly a cell phone addiction. It's an app addiction. It's not like you love your cell phone and you masturbate, you jerk off with your cell phone. Well, even though you do it. But you get the point. The real addiction are the apps that have been engineered in the way that they can mess with your brain. So what is the best path to handle this? With my trainees, with my people that I'm doing coaching, I always tell them, if you struggle so much and you are not even able to put your cell phone on a table when you come to your house, you can just uninstall the application and just leave WhatsApp in your cell phone, only WhatsApp. So whenever you want to upload a picture, you can just send the picture to yourself as a file, como un archivo. You download it on your PC and you start posting that on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok from your desktop. This thing is going to allow you many goals at the same time. First, you're going to start uploading less dumb shit. Many people who upload dumb shit to social media is because they took the picture, oh, I need to share this. Take your time. Wait until you come back to your house. In your house, check all the pictures and check the one that makes more sense. You start posting less in this way, but you upload less more quality. More quality, less posts, and you will be surprised how many more followers you start to have because you are uploading just the right thing. Not only that, this allows you to do it faster when you do it from your computer. Another thing, you can improve your sales copy to copia de ventas because you have your keyboard. You can think better. Oh, this text will go better. If you go to my Instagram, Tio Balta, today, I upload a picture after my workout with my friend Jaime. We have a beautiful shoulder arms workout day. And you know what I did? I took a picture in front of the mirror, always trying to get the light as good as possible. And I upload it, but I don't only upload the picture. I start typing below. Techniques to burn fat while you are doing a phase of volume. Como quemar grasa durante fase de volumen. And I start to describe 5 simple tips that you can apply without counting calories. So that is something that we can do when we are in our desktop. We can think, we can improve the topic, we can plan things. And I believe that planning is something that people forget that exists. Planning is using your resources in a smart way. So forget about your smartwatch and start living your life in a smart way. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Maybe in 2 or 3 hours I will have an extra one. And as always, remember, write down these things because you write down the ideas and then you can apply better to your life. Remember, if you want to practice English, you can go to inglesparacholos.com, inglesparacholos.com, and don't forget to follow the WhatsApp channel. If you go to my Instagram, Tio Balta, in the bio description, there is a link. You do click that and we'll send you directly to my WhatsApp channel. Blessings.